Oh, we can hear the music.
Listen and obey. Connect the dots. This is your host, Tom Edison. That's right. That name sound familiar? Well, it's my real name, Tom Edison. Hey, all I gotta say is, I hope you've taken the time to watch my Subway Fantasy on YouTube.com. Just go there, and in the bar at the top, punch it in, Subway Fantasy, P-H-A-N-T-E-S-Y. You gotta spell it that way. You gotta spell it my way. I do things my way. You see, do it my way, see? I learned that from the movie, see? Subway Fantasy, P-H-A-N-T-E-S-Y. It's on YouTube.com. 29-minute documentary of rock and roll. Except it's not a boring documentary. It's an entertaining documentary. Starts off as a sci-fi movie. Yeah, how about that? Worth watching. Well, anyhow, what do you want for free? Hey, it's for free. You know, just like we all want something for free. That's why the immigrants come to the U.S. They want things for free. freedom. Yeah, that's there's a lot of free dumb people running around. We have them in the government. You know who they are. All of them. Well, let me tell you, you know, this is an educational show. That's why it's called Connect the Dots, because we connect things. We try to make sense of things on this show. Hey, it's a call-in radio show, too, if you've got something sensible to say. Call in, 888-627-6008. And there's plenty of things to connect. Do you know that the shapes will help tell you something about something? It's markers, control markers, octagons, you know, the kind like that we use for our stop signs. Well, that's one of the marks of the false gods, the ones who have started all the false religions, the ones who enslaved humanity, the original devil slave masters. No, it wasn't the Europeans. It was the false gods from Mesopotamia area, the Middle East. That's right. There's plenty of documentation to that, plenty of artifacts going back. Sumerian had the first city, culture, state like we have today, and it's the basic same model. And people were complaining about those in authority abusing their powers back then. Hasn't changed much yet because it's still going on today. That's right. And the reinforcement of that system, city, state control system, is what is stopping us from evolving. That's right. We need to evolve. Planet Earth is in the process of evolving right now. It's all over the internet. You know, you're not going to find it on mainstream media. You're not going to find it on CNN News. Absolutely not. Talk about CNN News. Boy, did they. What a sick deal with these Democrat wannabes who want to be president. Oh, my God. None of them are bringing anything really important. They've got no solutions. The only guy that said anything on the stage, I have to talk about it because this is like what's happening, so to speak. not really, but it's happening just the same. The only guy that really was offering people anything was the guy who wanted to give everybody $1,000 a month. Well, you know, I think at least, I mean, he's offering something. Of course, he doesn't explain how he's going to be able to do that, but it sounded good, you know? Everybody else is just the same old malarkey, the same BS, the same promise you anything. And this is the deal. None of these people are talking the truth about anything, you know, except about how much they hate President Trump. You know, how disrespectful, President of the United States, and they hate him. And they're looking to get elected on that basis. Well, skeletons are popping out of everyone's closet. It's quite amazing. Anyhow, so much for that. We just got to move on. Like, you know, there's a forming of truth going on in this world. It's been going on for a long time. I have to go back to mainstream media here. And the politicians, they are participating in the forming of truth. They keep using these words, the left, the right, the middle, the far left, the far right. These words blur truth. You know, people say I'm conservative, people say I'm liberal. Yeah, there's a lot of jokes out there, the libtards, yeah. Funny, but all these terms blur truth. Can I say that's the bottom line? There is a genuine blurring of truth. And all governments around the world are following plans designed to fail. That's a catchphrase I thought up. It's in my book, Connected Dots Theory. Hey, that's where I got the name for the show, for my book, Connected Dots Theory. You can find it anywhere. It sells for as low as $5 for a download now. And I think at Walmart's $4.92 or something like that. You can get it for them downloading, too. So it's available everywhere. If you're not willing to spend $5 to get an education, and I talk about the things that nobody else ever talks about. Plus, I got pictures in the book. You ought to be interested in seeing pictures that nobody else has. I'm serious. You know, we've all seen dozens of different types of UFO craft. Well, I've got a few in there, pictures that nobody else has pictures of. You know, taken with 35mm photos, too. How did I do that? Well, you get the book, it'll explain it all to you. And, hey, there's good things coming our way. Replicators like those in Star Trek. You know, you talk to the machine. I haven't seen one myself, but or you punch the information in, key it in, whatever. I don't know how it works, but supposedly, you know, they're out there on Twitter talking about it. We're going to get the replicators. Everybody's going to get one. Be able to make food, clothing, and other things too, I guess. But it's coming. I can't wait, you know. But so far, it's all talk, you know. I mean, really, don't tell me about that stupid food replicator that they're selling out there. That's nothing. You know, we want something really sophisticated. And supposedly, we're going to have tachyon chambers too, where you lay on a bed of crystals inside a pyramid frame. And it promotes, I don't know, bringing your body back into sync with the universe, which also includes healing. Hey, did you know, this is an educational show, did you know that supposedly newborn babies are being born with 5-strand DNA? I don't know who arranged that, but it's good because most of us only have 2 strands working, the other 10 are dormant. Those no good Anunnaki, they're the ones to blame. They did it hundreds of thousands of years ago because that's what they wanted. They wanted to dumb us down, and we've stayed dumbed down. You know, we're free. Are we free? I don't know. We're free, but dumb. Free, dumb. Okay, you're free. You're free to be dumb if you want to be. And then there's human-hating aquatic creatures. They show up in the last Star Trek series. I tune into these things once in a while just to remind myself what little secrets we were being given in shows like Star Trek. And, of course, even in the first series, they were talking about the time travel thing. You jump through and come out somewhere else. Yeah, it's true. I've talked to somebody who actually worked on one of the projects. So down my mind, and there's plenty of other people talking about it. Yeah, it is possible. Of course, these technologies are being stifled, and only who have the big money to pay for their use. And what's going on in CERN, Switzerland, with their gigantic machine looking for the God particle? What a joke. All the stuff I hear on that is like, you know, the dark side has control of it. They're trying to bring dark satanic creatures into our world if we don't have enough of them already. But, I don't know, misery loves company. I don't know what to say. It doesn't sound good, though. And you know what? No one ever talks about the architectural spheres. Hey, if you have anything to enlighten us more about the architectural spheres, call in. Number here is 888-627-6008. Don't be shy. Hey, one of my things I like to repeat is the Magna Carta. Take time to read it. You know, the most fantastic thing about this document from 1297 AD, the Magna Carta, over in England there, it's kind of like the first Declaration of Independence. In fact, many things in our Declaration of Independence were borrowed out of the Magna Carta. But the most amazing thing is it talks about the right to lawful rebellion. You know, that when societies are getting abused too much, they have a right to rebel in a lawful manner. And, of course, that word is up for definition, but we have a right to take care of ourselves and make our lives better and end the suppression and over-suppression of us by totalitarian governments. I tell you, it's the totalitarian governments, they're everywhere. And they're trying to gain more ground. They're trying to turn UK, Great Britain, into a totalitarian government. If you follow what's going on over there, and you know, they're trying to stop them from Brexit. The people want to break away from the European Union. That's a totalitarian organization, if there ever was one. And of course, there's the New World Order, which wants the one world government. Yeah, we'll trust you guys, sure. but here's something interesting. There's a lot of, all around the world, there's a lot of stories and legends and sightings of serpent-type creatures in deep lakes all around the world. It doesn't just happen in one lake. You know, the famous Loch Ness Monster. It's a deep lake. And the deep lake, there's other deep lakes too, and a lot of these deep lakes, when you go down far enough, it's pitch black down there. So these creatures are living in kind of like an almost black environment. Perhaps some of the reason when they come up for air or come near the surface, they don't, unlike in the science fiction movies where the monster sticks its head out of the water, all people usually see are humps of like a snake-like creature humping its back out into the water. And a good reason for that might be they don't stick their heads out because their eyes are probably overly sensitive to the light. And it would be too much for their eyes to handle living down in that dark environment their whole lives. And perhaps that explains why when they're sighted, the head isn't usually sticking out. And if we follow through with that type of thinking, well, people ought to be looking for these creatures in these deep lakes late at night, because that would be the perfect time for them to stick their heads out and look around when there wasn't too much bright light. Their eyes could handle the darkness. Well, it's just a thought, you know. If you're listening to the show and you're near a big lake, go out in the nighttime and see if you probably heading for some noise in the water or something, and they might be working it out in the night. They might come out for a little moonlight. You never know. But all I know is that there's a lot of stories of them all around, different lakes all around the world. And she, and some of these descriptions are like a big walnut, which is kind of funny, because there actually was a movie out, an English movie, I don't know, 15, 20 years ago or something like that, that was called Lair of the Worm. And it was about this giant worm that had an ancient connection thousands of years back to Dionysus, and the worm lived in a cave, or, you know, down at the bottom of a deep cave, and would come up when summoned by the satanic worshippers to give sacrifices to it. So there's a connection of things down deep and the worm-like creatures, or serpent creatures. And it could be carryovers from the dinosaur age, too. Or they could be extraterrestrials, not of this world, meat creatures, as I call them, not of this earth. And we have plenty of weird creatures on this planet. Occasionally I browse through some of the information that I picked up along the way. Stories of hairy creatures, kind of like Bigfoots, I guess, with glowing red eyes, and stories of people shooting at them, and the creature just disappears. It doesn't get shot, doesn't get killed, doesn't get harmed. The creature just dematerializes. And of course, I've explained this routine on my show before, but I'll explain it again while we're talking about it here. In order for a creature to be visual and then disappear, all it has to do is have the ability to raise its vibration. Once it vibrates beyond the parameters of your eyesight, and human vision does have its vibrational parameters, it'll become invisible. And then it can go wherever it wants, and you'll never see it walking around. Or flying around or whatever. Yeah, plenty of sight. That's another sighting that's coming around the world. Dragons seen in China by many. Flying dragons, yeah, just like in the science fiction movies. And then there's the Dracos that kind of have wings that don't really flap, but it's somehow connected to their flying abilities. And they have, like, heads that look like devils. That's where the problem, the whole idea of the devil came from. Somebody saw a Draco. And Dracos are bad creatures, so the connection of it being a demonic creature, yeah, I think it's similar. And then we have all kinds of things. We have the greys, and they work with some of the insecticides. You know, supposedly there's a colony on colonies on Mars. Told to us by the people that have worked in the secret space programs. And there's human colonies. And then supposedly at the poles of the planet Mars congregate the reptilians and the insectoids. Yeah, creatures that look like giant insects, but apparently walk around on 2 feet. And there's another connection there. Hey, the Hopi Indians claim that they were talked to and taught things by the ant people who came up out of the ground. And that's another thing. There's all kinds of civilizations deep honeycombed in our Earth. In fact, as the stories go, these super tunneling machines that the New World Order is digging tunnels and building cities underground. Occasionally, they on the ground, being inhabited by humans, and being inhabited by reptilians or whatever. And in every case, it's the same story. As soon as they pop their earthly heads into these areas, first thing you're told is, get the hell out. We don't want you. Get out, get out, get out. So we're not welcome to many places underneath the earth. And apparently the whole center of the earth, hey, it's an old movie called Journey to the Center of the Earth. Supposedly, you know, there are a lot of large cabins where cities are built. And there's been plenty of movies involved with that. And that's the deal. There's so many things going on. It is unbelievable. I hear a Pokemon name. It's a CIA plot. It's a control plot. Something connected to that. I'm not quite sure what it is, but I'm sure somebody knows. You know that the College of Dartmouth, I pronounce Dartmouth, Ivy League school, is involved in a teleportation project connecting with the year 2045. Hey, I hear these things. You know, I come across them. You know, there's a lot of radio shows out there. Occasionally I have a guest on talking about things like that, and I get a little bits of info here and there. But I'll tell you one thing, if you listen to this show, you'll never hear so many different things talked about in one show. And I just get right to it, you know. You know, I have no stupid commercials here. And I jump from one topic to the next because there's just so many things to talk about. There's where I know that this whole show is over because there's just that many things to talk about if you want to talk about these interesting things. You know, most people don't realize that all imported fruits into the United States of America are irradiated. And irradiation destroys the value of the fruit that you're eating. So be careful when you're buying, you know, you're trying to buy organic food. Oh, if it's organic and it came from another country, it's been irradiated. So they're destroying the food value. Why do you want organic food? For the food value. And you got to, you know, you're not being taught this in school. You're not being taught it on the TV, but information is out there. They started irradiating food, I don't know, 10 years ago. Who knows exactly? It's been going on too long. And I pay attention to that. I, you know, I don't want to buy fruit pod products from other countries for that reason alone. And, of course, this is all part of the bigger plan to destroy humanity. No, it's not a conspiracy theory. Anything that is a conspiracy reality. Yeah, we know already. It's been pointed out that the term conspiracy theorist invented by the CIA, the FBI, to try to, you know, discourage people from talking about the real conspiracies. Anybody talks about a conspiracy, it's real, you know? It's the conspiracy reality. Anybody who tries to call somebody a name like you're a conspiracy theorist, well, they're one of the pawns and puppets of the dark side, trying to discourage us from revealing the truth. Again, this is why I tell people, buy my book or download it. Of course, it's cheaper when you download it. You know, Connect the Dots Theory. I go with 39 ongoing conspiracies. 39 of my list, you know? I don't have time to go through the whole list now because that's quite a list. Occasionally I mention a few of them. What about the blood conspiracy going on? In fact, I'm the only one who ever brought that up. You know? I think people are not, as the old saying goes, they don't have the thinking caps on. But any inquiries I ever done, what happens to the blood? I've asked doctors, I've asked people that are collecting board and all that stuff. Nobody has an answer. I think that's kind of unusual. Why? How come nobody knows where all the blood goes? Blood is a valuable commodity. Why would they? How could a valuable commodity like that be trucked?
Ring.
Do I hear a caller? Is there a caller?
There is. There's this guy named Doug.
Doug, is that you?
Hi, it's me.
Doug, what's on your mind? What you got to reveal to us, to the listening audience?
I was just hearing about your conspiracy theories, and, you know, I heard a few great ones.
Tell us about one of them.
One of them, that Bill Gates is now heading up an organization with, I forget what government agency or the military, CIA, I think it's CIA, if you can believe it or not, about carbon, I forget what they call it, carbon particulars, particulates, you know, made of carbon, I forget what the hell they called it, but they throw it in the air and it creates a similar effect as a major volcano to cool the earth. And now they're coming out publicly, and they're saying that it'll cost, $10 billion a year to cool the earth. And yet many people think that they're already doing it, right? Chemtrails. But
yeah,
now they're becoming blatant, and they're putting it out there.
Yeah, that's what they're going to tell. Yeah, that could be a lot of things. They want to try to justify the chemtrails. Meanwhile, we know what they're putting in. They're putting toxic aluminum, toxic barium, toxic cesium, and insect DNA. And is probably their cover story. Now, you're going to put carbon into the chemtrails.
Can you believe it? Can you believe it? And let's just say that let's say the government says to itself, "Yeah, I can do this," and so they do it, and nobody, you know, what can we do to stop it?
Yeah, that is part of the problem.
Can they have the ability to control what goes in our, you know, in our bodies on that level? Mind you, we pollute the world, and there are plants that put, you know, pollutants into the sky, so they're affecting us. So, I mean, if the government thought, well, you know, we can put particulates in the sky too, I mean, what's the difference, really?
Well, like you said, what can we do about it? Apparently, everybody has been bought out or threatened that they better not tell what's going on, the real story, and suppression is winning here right now. I cannot believe that, is this, here in the United States, you know, it's illegal to have planes flying without lettering and numbers on them, but the chemtrail planes are getting away with it. Where's the National Security Agency? Where's the Air Force? Why aren't they shooting these planes down? Because they're obviously...
Why have we never investigated 9/11 when everybody knows that it was a demolition? And everybody knows there had to have been an inside level job, because it would have taken a while to plant those explosives, to get in on those buildings. Why have we gone upside down since 9/11 in such a way as now they literally are crazy enough to pollute our skies, pollute our food, literally give us shots to death. You know, what's this? I mean, mandatory. So many other things are taking away your liberties at such a quick clip.
The whole part is they take over by the New World Order. You know, they want to set up their one world totalitarian government where the government decides everything.
And it's happening
very quickly. They're going to want to decide what you can think and what you can't think. They're attacking free speech now.
Right.
They're destroying people's accounts on Twitter and Facebook.
Well, maybe this whole charade, this I call it clown town, right, is being created to manifest, you know, create the problem and then the solution, right? So the problem is nobody can trust news anymore. Everything's fake. And we're turning ideas upside down on their end. And we love that sort of craziness because in the end, the people are going to have been fed up. They're going to want us to come in to impose rules of law that we'll lay down the rules, right? And then that gives them control. You know, that eliminates the idea of free speech because it's created too much harm, but really they're perpetrating the harm. You know, it's funny. We've never gone to war unless we did something to ourselves that facilitated the madness by the American public to be for the war before we actually did it. Now we don't even bother, right? But, you know, there's always some sort of a false flag that occurred. And, you know, that's how they operate.
Absolutely. Everything is being over-controlled. And it's not going to change. It's only going to get worse unless...
I know how to change it all. I could change the whole system overnight if people would vote for me. I mean, vote for you. I mean, vote for me. Vote for this idea. Vote for this idea, Tom. This is the idea. It keeps coming back to this. Everybody... you know, wants to change the world or change the political system or change one department of it or change the voting ability of some in a state. Nobody can kind of figure out what would be the absolute power given to us. Very simple, no questions asked. This would change the entire dynamic. And it's just one simple understanding. We get to our tax dollar is spent how we want it spent in categories. So 20 categories. You know, we can debate on what those categories are, but, you know, if I have to pay $1 million in taxes, and I want 1,000 of it to go to the Veterans Administration, 10,000 to go to education, and $40,000 to go to the military, or 80,000. Those departments that actually did our bidding and did it well would get our money the next time. Next year on our taxes.
Yeah, well,
politicians wouldn't mean a damn thing. You would truly have the power. Forget the power to vote. That is your power. Those institutions that you're giving, that the world wants to give the money to, they will, you know, get better and do what we want them to do.
Here's the problem. You know, government,
the
you can't
back.
Trust
Where
people.
Is our tax dollar being spent? That's it.
People in government are all corrupt. It's an untrustworthy word.
But if we saw that, we could see that and analyze it and make adjustments every year.
Hey, I advocate a referendum government because politicians can't be trusted. Absolutely. Everything should be voted
on.
Now
they'd be more servants because only those institutions that the public gave their money to would grow and expand.
Yeah, I mean, sure. You know what?
It just doesn't make any, the vote wouldn't be almost, it would be less meaningful. You wouldn't even really need it because all the power is in your hand anyways.
We have technology to have a referendum type government already. Politicians are actually obsolete, you know? But at the same time, there has to be oversight of anybody, and anybody should be able to be removed from office by tomorrow.
And there should be a database where everybody gets simple information, you know, what's coming up for vote in my district. You know, you go to a database, let's call it gov.gov. I don't care, call it whatever you want. The know.how. I don't know. But you're getting data on every single politician in your area. It's very simple, you know, what's their education. You know, how much money did they start out before they went into politics? How much money do they have now? By the way, that'd be hugely relevant. If I could figure out any politician in the world, I could say how much, you know, what did he do before he now, what's his worth? And he was worth $1 billion or $20 million. You'd know this guy's a shyster, but they don't want to make that easy. Here's another thing. What did they vote on? Everything they ever voted on. So if I said, I like veterans and whatever they voted, okay, give me veterans votes. And it would tell you right there. It'd give you every single vote he ever did quickly, simply, because it's database-driven. I mean, you get it like a boom, right? And you could know all of his past platforms, what he voted on, and what his current platform is. And you could run it through database of others of similar, and you could work it like a website of information for us, the people, Here's another one. Here's one that would empower you. If there were 20,000 people in your neighborhood, now you say you were running for District 8, and you knew that only 2,000 people voted in that district, and the last person spent an average of $2 per person per vote, so $4,000, that District 8 person got his seat, and he had to convince X number of people for X number of dollars. It's a little bit of information, but boy, because some people might think it's impossible for me to change the world, and they don't really realize if they got all their family involved or 10 people involved just to knock on 10 doors, they might have a seat, right? So people don't have enough information to make logical choices, but nobody's presenting it. Nobody's out there giving them this database that's simple. You know, you can get the information you want. Who's the best candidate on, let's say, education, and you could throw that out there. You could just kind of type that in. They could give you all the different politicians and this is their platform, and this is what they voted on very, very quickly. You could do it. You could lay it out just like you would any sort of a graph of business.
Of course, we could do all that.
You can float through it here because it's all database driven. You can pull it and push it any way you want it.
You know, the big obstacle is the people in charge of the world now want the status quo to stay the way it is. They want to make all the decisions. They want to con you into playing by their rules, and they want to keep. They don't want
the only people that lose are the people that are truly uneducated. They don't have enough information. That's why we're always trying to make the government more transparent. There's just not enough transparency.
But with a bunch of crooked people, that's not going to happen.
But there could be with a database with simple bits of knowledge that you could put in, like I'm telling you, these few bits of information that give you a lot of information. You know, a lot of information. It's not a lot.
Well, you know, I mean, make a big difference. My take on it is basically people can't be trusted. And there's no need to have representatives anymore because we have the technology where the general population can vote on anything. It's simple, you know. There'll be categories that will be state authorities. There'll be categories, maybe even county realities, where one county will allow abortions, another county won't allow abortions, and then everybody can get their way, you know.
I mean, that system.
In fact, the United States would be better as the United Counties, because then we could have much more variety.
Sure.
You know, with only 50 states.
I love that idea.
Still a limitation, but when we're talking about thousands and thousands of counties, and the county rules change from county to county, then we could have plenty of variety. We could have places where people want.
Guns,
this type of lifestyle
places
and
where people don't. The guns, for instance.
That's where we have to go. Provide more opportunities.
Maybe we don't want our town to have men with mustaches.
Yeah, that's right.
Right?
Some
ban mustaches.
Women have to cover their heads with scarves,
or
in one county.
Your dog
line,
in public.
Anybody
we
doesn't
might have
like
to ban
that
in our town.
Go out of that county, that's all. Yeah. But if you like that, then you'd be in that county, you know?
Right.
And
that would be okay. Just like it's okay
because
to be
people enjoy
any,
being
any
the way they
want
to.
You know, it's
and
funny.
Sometimes
it's okay to be anybody today. They push this, right? It's okay to be. I mean, if you really want to make, you know, call yourself they, you can, right? So there
could be a county that's a gay county. Only gay people live in that county, you know? Fine.
And then
it could be the county next door. Well, we don't want gay people.
Right?
That's okay. Ew.
At the same time, they're projecting this desire to be diverse. They're projecting this desire to be one understanding. Like, you can't have an alternate opinion.
Yeah. Well, that's another thing. This whole multidimensional culture thing is a bag of bullshit. In fact, it's designed to cause conflicts more than harmony because some groups of people will just not get along with other groups of people. Not on planet Earth. I mean, in the higher realms, when we evolve, everybody gets along with everybody, but not here on Earth. No way.
Well, maybe there's a culture that works at night and sleeps during the day. How would they get along as well with a culture that works during the day and sleeps at night.
Or they'll live in separate counties.
There's an example.
And, you know, there's maybe certain counties drinking and driving will be legal, you know? You know, because some people like to do that. And then nobody will have to complain. You don't want your kids living in that county? Well, then move out.
Well, maybe
move
we won't
to the next
be making
county
the
over
decisions.
Where they don't allow any drinking. Then you don't have to worry about that.
Maybe we won't be making any of the decisions. Because, come on, they have computers now that their question mark for patent law is if a computer is designed to be capable of discovering new things, learning on its own, and putting forth, let's say, new code, or new ways of imaging something, or a new element, a new...
Sure, well, that's part of AI takeover, you know, artificial intelligence wants to conquer the human race.
Who gets the patent? Who owns that computer's intelligence? If the computer's able to discover new things, who gets the patent? Well, right now, you don't get a patent. Right,
cyborgs get the patent.
Right.
Don't you get it?
A computer that does this sort of thing. Right now, it's on the forefront of the. You know, we're talking about patents that aren't being given. Right, and there's a question mark as to who owns the rights of this new creative, you know, work.
Yeah, well, the corporations have always been hogging the patents. That's what they do with anybody who invents something. They don't want it to get out there. They offer the guy, the inventor, a lot of money. He sells out for the big money. And they sit on the patent and make sure that nobody else can make this product. You know, it might be a great product, free energy machine or something.
What if a computer does it? It says, okay, everybody wanted to create a better energy system. Here's the design.
Well, somebody will buy that up and sit on it.
Right, but they're going to do that. I think they're computers that are capable of doing these things almost now, to be honest with you. And I just wonder how we would treat, you know, the who gets the patent on that, and if the, you know, or is it something you have to share with the world, or does the computer itself, personality within the computer, you might call it, I don't know, do you call it an entity where it somehow controls the wealth from this patent?
I mean, and the AI machines can bribe the politicians to give them autonomy, you know, define them as a sanctioned life form. All it takes is the money. The politicians, they know how to do those things.
Yeah,
they'll make
we'll
a law and
anymore.
Say,
maybe we'll have
artificial intelligence is a sanctioned life form, and we have to give them the right to own patents also.
Well, I will, when they say to me, maybe some days computers will be making all your decisions, and that's worrisome, I actually wouldn't mind seeing a bunch of computers take over the government.
Couldn't be any worse.
Right.
It couldn't be any worse, because the governments are all pretty bad. They're all horrid. They're all controlled by the world controllers, you know. They all take bribes, and the percentage of good people in any government is always so low they never get anything done right. And that's where we're at today.
Well, you know? now they get paid as much as celebrities. Come on, you got to give them that. I mean, they always give themselves raises. They make more than the average. What do they say the average family now is like $30,000 or $50,000? I don't know, whatever it is. It's $80,000.
People I know, we still haven't gone beyond $20,000.
Right, and your politician, I mean, on the low end, they probably start out at $150,000 and go from there. So, that's a lot.
I know. I mean, there's
that's
so
a lot.
Many
that
things.
Puts them all three times, you know, at least double above normal, what we'd call the middle class, if there is any middle class. So they're already in the already in the top 10%. As soon as you become a politician, you're in the top, maybe 5%.
You know, all these politicians, they're millionaires.
Right.
Tenfold.
You couldn't name to me one in the Senate or one in the House that wasn't a millionaire.
Yeah, they're all millionaires, and you wonder, like, when people do the math, well, you're only making $120,000 a year or whatever. How the hell could you be a millionaire 10 times over if you're only making that much money? And, of course, we know how it is, the bribe money from the lobbyists, you know? And there's nothing you can do about that, because there's, no matter how many restrictive laws you put into play, there's going to be a way around it, you know?
Right, that's human
ingenuity.
And they're
all crooked in that sense. Come on, you know? We all learned that in America growing up. The politicians are crooks. And if you find one that isn't, well, that's one in a million, you know, or one in a thousand. And that's not a realistic amount of goodness to get things right. The whole thing is over controlled now. Hey, you must be aware of the recent thing. I think it's recent. I just came across it recently. In California, the California government is now deciding what trade schools can't teach people. Now, is that just really too much totalitarian right there?
It wouldn't surprise me.
Yeah,
you know,
no,
the government
is deciding what trade schools can't teach people. Can you believe this? I mean, that is, like, unbelievable.
Sure, well, they're saying if Trump doesn't, let's say, have his tax returns done, right? I mean, or something like that, or see his tax returns, he won't be on the ballot, so California couldn't even vote for him. How's that possible?
It's not, and besides that, the judge has ruled on it. They're not going to give him it. Trump has all the key parties already in his pocket, and they're not going to give anybody his tax returns. Tough shit, period. And that's where it's at, you know. And, of course, you know, this whole thing about Trump, anti-Trump, you know, I watched the debates, the Democratic clown party debates, and the main thing they all have to say is how much they hate Trump. Yeah, I'll vote for you because you hate Trump. You're offering me nothing, but I'm going to vote for you because you hate Trump.
Right.
I mean,
I'm voting for a person with a lot of hate, I guess, huh?
Yeah. And I'm surprised that... you know, the skeletons are falling out of these people's
closets.
Well,
I heard they're becoming all sound bite artists. Right? Meaning they're in for the quick phrase that one can, you know, replay through the media that's catchy, quick, memorable, and is a zinger maybe against a foe or something like that. They've gotten down to a level of information that is short, brief, and doesn't say anything really anymore, right?
That's it. I mean, if you notice, like in these
except
debates,
we promise it'll be better than that guy does.
I ask him the question is controlling the whole show. But they got it all planned out. What questions were they going to ask him, and what questions we're not going to ask him, and what we're not going to let them talk about. You know, nobody says anything about chemtrails. Nobody says anything about 5G being harmful to the human system. We're just going to go ahead, you know, just bring it on and microwave the people. What do we care, you know? It is, like, unbelievable. It's just, like, and it's to the point now, it's, like, so in your face. Like, what are you going to do about it, you know?
Right, and by the way, give me more than 50% of your income.
Yeah.
Just give it to me.
Yeah,
right?
Bernie Sanders.
I mean, with all the different taxes from the state to the federal, every tax on car, all the different government agencies you have to pay.
But how much you like?
You're giving them
more. It's going to cost over 50% of your money.
Right. Just give it to me. And then allow me to kill you slowly.
Give us more money, and then we can kill you faster because we'll increase the chemtrail planes, we'll taint the vaccines, we'll force you to take the tainted vaccines, we'll send more horrific storms to your neighborhood, and we'll fry your whole city with direct energy beams from satellites if we don't like you. You know, look, we destroyed paradise.
Well, you think
we proved we can do it.
You think they're rich now. You think there's pay disharmony now, though it'll get far worse. I have to laugh because everybody wonders why I always say the world's going to be worse off than it is now in the future. But it'll be better off. You'll have both at once. See, I believe in this, where you said have different towns representing different things. Well, it's the same with a belief in that, yes, it's going to be worse, and there's going to be parts of it that are going to get better. That's just the dynamic of human nature. And sooner or later, there are going to be people that are so wealthy because they mine some diamond little asteroid coming from the belt, Saturn's belt, and it's going to be worth $1 quadrillion, right? And there'll be so much wealth in a small group's hand, it'll just blow people away.
All I got to say is I like the idea of the Galactic Federation. They say they're here and removing the bad guys. I haven't seen too much happening on the surface here, but they've been talking about it for over a year, and eventually, aren't we lucky ones? They said the last place to get cleared out is going to be the surface population. And I like their plan. They intend to show up and apprehend the real crooks, the real criminals, and give them the last chance.
There's some alien group that's going to do this for us, you're saying?
Federation.
The Federation's going to do this all for us?
Not the Federation from Star Trek, but the real Galactic Federation.
Really?
You know?
Well, and, good for them.
It's groups of concerned humanoid type creatures that from different parts of the Milky Way that they're in our solar system, and they're waiting to bring down the final plan.
Save the day.
Event, and eventually they're going to land and then apprehend the criminals. They know who all the criminals are, and they know where they're hiding out, and I don't know what they're waiting for. I mean, we would welcome them tomorrow if they could do it that fast, but apparently they're bogged down with some kind of problems. I don't know what the hell it is. What can I say? They're in no rush because they're living eternal lives already. And but that's the best option we have. And supposedly they have to do this by 2025. The window opened in 1975. They said they'd done it back then. Because people are getting stupider, the world's getting more controlled by the New World Order. And now, you know, here we are in 2019, so it has to happen within the next 6 years because they didn't show up from all parts of the galaxy to fail. So I know they're going to come true eventually, but 6 years could be a long time with these totalitarian maniacs destroying
it
one way or another.
Here's what I see. I see.
And so it's going to be a rough, bumpy ride.
Take 100 years out. Take 100 years out. Take 100 years out. You're not going to see so much aliens as you're going to see humans that kind of look alien because we've probably got, you know, different body parts that are, you know, that glow or fluorescent, or we've monkeyed around with our genetics on such a level as we've got greater vision or greater hearing or greater, you know, all these different things.
I just have to interject. Part
machine, brain enhancements.
Let me show you what I know.
You know,
I brought this information a long time ago. In the universe, there's 530 type bodies that a human can experience in a humanoid form. 530 varieties. So that's pretty a lot. And we're only familiar with one or two, you know? So,
well, give us a couple hundred years. Humanity in 200
years.
No.
Something's going to happen before that. They're going to have, it's called the new timeline was started in January of last year. And the Earth is in the fifth dimension already, and the third at the same time, the planet is. And eventually, by 2025, there's going to be a total splitting, and where your consciousness is where you're going to go at that point in time, if not before, that those who want to move into the future of peace and love and harmony will go into the fifth dimension. Those who want to stick around and fight it out and battle and hate and take part in all the stupid, ugly, evil things, they're going to stay in the third dimension. And there'll probably be a total annihilation via war. that group. And it's going to be a total split, you know, like you split the TV screen. But at some point within the next 6 years, that total split is going to happen. And once we get into the fifth dimension, we will not be aware of what's going on in the third dimension anymore unless we make it a purpose attempt to visit. But I think we've all had enough of this because we've given the choice.
My friend. It's just getting interesting.
A peaceful environment, you know. That's
it's
what
just
I would
getting say. Interesting. Humanity is going to expand more ruthlessly and more lovingly. It's going to expand.
To a different direction.
It's going
to
expand into the universe on a level where you will have, you know, the beginnings again, where you'll have maybe liberty, even on a planetary level. We're going to literally go out into the universe and explore it all, and you're going to have such a great array of cultures.
That's
the future. It might not be in our lifetime, sadly.
Oh, it's going to be in our lifetime, believe me.
You know,
there are so many people. I'm not the only one who says that. There are so many people that know it's going to be in our lifetime. This is a planetary ascension time we're in. This doesn't happen for another 13,000 years. So it's going to happen now. In fact, a whole planetary ascension on Earth was never done before. So this is a unique time, and believe me, the Galactic Federation is not going to let it slip through.
If the little green man knocks on your door and says he's got tickets, you make sure to get a couple for me, okay?
Yeah, but I don't think it's the little green man. I think it's the
the grays.
Man.
Well, my friend.
The green ones, I don't think they're... I think they're the bad guys, the little green ones, but who knows?
It was a pleasure speaking with you once again, my friend. Thank you.
Oh, yeah, yeah. You know, I think we are coming to the end of the show here. And I just want to say before I go, when you got nothing to do, go on YouTube.com and watch my free movie. It's entertaining. It's called Subway Fantasy. You got to spell the word fantasy the way I spell it. Phantesy. Okay? 29 minutes of rock and roll documentary, part sci-fi. Okay, it's entertaining. Watch it. That is your homework assignment till next Saturday. Listen, tell your friends to tune in and... Hey, the name of the show is Connect the Dots. This is Tom Edison, your host. Hey, visit my presidential website, 2020 President Tom Edison. That's right, I'm predicting I'm going to be, and I'm going to work my hardest to get everyone in America to vote for me. I'm going to get all the Democrats and all the Republicans to vote for me. How am I going to do it? You just watch and see. Anyhow, we're coming to the end of the show. We're going to end with my musical tunes. Lead guitar solo at the end of Are You the Party in Kind, Are You? Hey, I am. Followed by my anthem, I Gotta Be Somebody, could be your anthem too. Okay, Mr. Engineer, let's do the countdown. Here we go. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0.
Statistic. I don't want to be just a nobody. Gotta be somebody or I won't be satisfied. Gotta be somebody, feel alive. I don't want to be no John Doe. I don't want to grow just to be old. Gotta be somebody or I won't be satisfied. Gotta be somebody, feel alive. Wanna know I was here, took my stand without fear, made it clear to the world my ideas. And all those people that had walked on by now stopped and looked, cause I caught their eye. I don't want to be nobody's slave. I don't want to join in my grave. Without leave, it is clear to the world.